the Tigers have atoned for last year's loss to the Dons. They've taken out the AFMAP AFL Challenge throughout the week match here at Quindong Park, 10-12-72 to Collingwood 9-11-65.
Gee, and Richmond would be very, very happy with that win, and well, Collingwood would see a lot of out of it because they've had some good players that haven't got near the footy, and they didn't use it well, and they've been beaten by 7 points. So I guess it's not the end. It's very early in the season. Look, what I will say is just great to think that sides come here and that we've had 10,733, if I remember correctly, who I reckon probably thoroughly enjoyed the game. It was close. Collingwood made a couple of runs out of late, but just didn't have the leg speed, I guess, at the end. And Richmond had a chance to bottle the game up, play kick to kick, and they did that. But, you know, it's entertaining. You can't help but just say, Mildura, you've done yourself facilities, crowds. The mayor down there, John Arnold, he'll probably take all the credit, John Arnold.
Yeah, he will.
But, look, no, just a wonderful game. I mean, I'll go through quickly through the goal kickers. No, we won't. We'll listen to the song because it's a great song.
It is a great song.
The Bold. Come on, Paddy.
Tiger.
Turn it up.
There goes the double. We'd be happy, mate.
Oh, you Tigers fans, how about you?
I thought we were getting a bit more of the music. I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
Here it came. Come. They've turned it.
We might just take this quick opportunity to throw back to the studio for a couple of messages. We'll come back and wrap it up, I reckon, Luke.
Please.
Yes, we'll give you those straight away, Max. Then I want to talk about something else. For Richmond, Nathan Brown kicked four. Then there were singles to Polak, Patrick Bowden, Tuck, Schultz, Kippendale and Foley. And for Collingwood, there were two to Lucuria, Lockyer and Travis Cloak. And singles to Rocker, Johnson and Bryan. But what I just wanted to say, Paddy, that is what football is about at the moment. There are 5,000 people at least on the oval. There's an area roped off, which is more than enough for the players who are now right around the roped off area doing autographs. It's what footy's about, and it's just great to see the players do this, because these kids will follow football. They'll remember this for the next 30 or 40 years of their life, that they went to an AFL game at Redcliffe, played in magnificent conditions, and just to see kids out on the ground having a kick of a footy, and the rest of them 10 to 15 to 20 deep right the way trying to get somewhere near an AFL player to pick up an autograph. I reckon that is what Aussie footy's about.
Yeah, it's a great picture, and it's just a testament to both the clubs to be able to offer that service to the people here. They had that quick little interlude where they roped off the area, and then as soon as they made the call that the kids could get on the ground, they just came from everywhere, and it's just a fantastic sight here at Quindong Park. Just take a quick moment, Jeff, we'll come back to that I reckon in a minute. We'll just have a look at a couple of better players for both sides today. We'll go through a few of the Richmond boys. We talked about it all day, but I reckon Brett Lydio must have been very high in their best players. No. He was a super, wasn't he?
Certainly in the best five players on the ground, without doubt.
Yep.
Nathan Brown, because he kicked four goals, probably only had a dozen possessions, but class speaks for itself.
Yep.
Joel Bowden was certainly in the best five players on the ground. Polo was okay, Pettifer was okay. Johnson got a lot of the footy.
Yep.
Tuck was good early. Patterson was very, very good.
Really?
Patterson. Tambling got a lot of the footy. Foley, I just think, is a heck of a live wire. Had many players that they'd be very, very happy with. At Richmond, we've got Sid James up here. I'm going to ask him what he's here for in a moment, but I hope he's not going to tell me this place not going to fall down, because I think he'd build it. But when you go through Collingwood, gee, the good players, I reckon, are few and far between. Leon Davis, definitely in the best five players on the ground. Clement, average. Pendlebury, average. O'Bree, a little as the game went on. Wakeland, not a lot. Scotty Burns, good early.
Yep.
Mercuria, a reasonable contributor. Richards tried. Reshaw got a bit of the footy, got touched up a couple of times by players. Anthony Rocker, gee, lucky we're not scoring him. Lockie got a bit of a footy late, looked all right up forward, probably struggled. Johnson was a terrific player, definitely best five players on the ground. Sliding down, Travis Cloak was serviceable, I guess.
Sure,
not bad, but just a lot more better players with the Richmond, no doubt about that.
I think, as you said, the positive to take out that they had such a day, but they only lost by 7 points.
Yes,
that is a positive to take forward into round one of the home and away.
Oh, it is, and Anthony Rocker couldn't play that bad in his worst nightmares, I wouldn't think.
There's still plenty going on here, of course. John Arnold just making an address at the moment. I believe we'll have the winning coach give us an address over the PA shortly, but if you've got anything else to add, what?
No, look, not really. I just thought it was a wonderful day, terrific facilities. From my understanding, it'd be a very well-behaved crowd. Sid, you were there, and I know you don't have a microphone, but the crowd's certainly well-behaved.